menu at LestersRestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Summer is coming to a close, but that doesn't mean that the home buying season is over. Work with the best and get pre-approved for your new home purchase today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Oh, hello there. I'm 70s heartthrob and multi-Emmy award-winning sportscaster Doug Vaughn. Has your life been feeling dull? Well, I'll just get straight to the point. Come into the sharpest place in town and live with a new edge. Scissors, knives, pruners, hedge clippers, lawnmower blades, whatever you need sharpened, the fine professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery can take care of it for you. 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. Summer is over, the kids are back in school, and traffic is a mess. If you're like me, summer came at a high cost. Vacations, home improvements, school supplies, and it all ends up on the credit cards. Stop living paycheck to paycheck and put that new equity in your house to work for you. This year, get your financial freedom back and pay off all those high interest rate credit cards with a cash out refinance today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Our greatest discoveries come when we stop searching. We set up our Palomino tent camper in Lake Park Campground, Rapid City, South Dakota. Every day another adventure. Mount Rushmore, Devil's Tower, Badlands. And between the obligatory day trips, we played catch. Beneath the endless sky, away from the stress of work, just father and son. Whap, the ball would hit the glove. Whap again. Then I heard it. The answer to the ancient Zen mystery. The sound of one hand clapping. Whap. Take a trip. Clear your mind. Go RV.
For the rest of your life.
Fiery Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Fiery Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care.
For the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Fiery. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
All right, I'm going to the lobby. What do you guys want? What do you want, Limey?
I want some M&M's.
M&M's, peanut, or plain?
Peanut.
Tim, what do you want from the lobby?
I want a large popcorn, and I want half the bag full buttered.
That's what we do.
And then put the other half on, and then butter that.
That's exactly what we do.
Same for me.
And that's not butter. That's Pennzoil.
That is not butter.
That's 30 weight Pennzoil. Dan Buff, a movie guy, before I introduce you, what do you want from the lobby?
I want Skittles. I'm going to ride the rainbow.
Still never tasted a Skittle.
Ride the rainbow.
Dan, what do you want from the lobby?
Yeah, I want the same as Tim.
Just Skittles, that's it?
No. The same as Tim. I want the popcorn.
But what? Nothing with the popcorn?
Oh, yeah, I want the butter.
But popcorn with butter. I mean,
oh, I'll do a number one. Give me a number one, which is the large popcorn, refillable, of course, so I can take it back.
And cheat and come back the next day.
And then give me a refillable soda, too, so then I can take that back.
See, one of the great tastes ever is when in your mouth at the same time mushed up together is popcorn and chocolate. That's why there's chocolate-covered popcorn. It tastes so good. Yes, milk duds or M&M's, but you got to chew them together and mush them together in your mouth.
I used to dump that flavored salt on them, that nacho-flavored salt on the popcorn. Did you ever do that?
I mean, dunk it.
No, dump it. Dump it on there. Just sprinkle it all over the place.
That real orange stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, popcorn salt. So. Okay, now that we're all really hungry, it is my great pleasure to introduce our TV and movie guy. He's brought to you by Window World, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Here to talk about all things movie and television, and hopefully with an Uber story, that'll be part two, is the one, the only, Dan Buffa.
Hey. Andy celebrated an anniversary.
Yeah, yesterday was the 16-year anniversary of me asking my wife to marry me at a Dave Matthews Band concert.
16-year anniversary. The anniversary is from when you got married.
I know, but I remember all the little dates, though. All like the first date and then the anniversary.
That's what women do.
He's being romantic.
No, I'm
a hopeless romantic.
Men don't do that.
I do. I'm the exception.
How long have you been married?
13 years, and in February it'll be 14.
So you got engaged and didn't get married till like 2 or 3 years?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive to get married.
We're planning a wedding right now. My daughter just got engaged.
Yeah.
And the wedding is not until next November.
I proposed with no ring either.
Where was the concert?
What used to be called Riverport and has changed six times.
I can beat your no ring story. My wife did not have an engagement ring and didn't get one till we were married 7 years.
Whoa.
At 7 years.
Wow, you are cheap.
No, I was poor.
I'm kidding.
I can beat that story.
Yo.
I'm 49 years old. I asked a gal to marry me when I was 18. She still don't have a ring.
Okay, you win. Did I introduce you in the day applause?
You did. There was applause. Yeah, there was an over-the-head clap from Lyman.
But before you start here, off the air, we were talking about a couple of things that I think the audience would like for us to share with them. One, Limey's mentioned to me twice now, is it Showtime or HBO?
HBO.
This HBO documentary, Mommy Dead Dearest.
Mommy Dead Dearest.
HBO.
And you said you're not familiar with it.
I'm not familiar with
it. He raves about it.
I'm an HBO guy, too.
He's raving about it.
We were speaking about this yesterday. It's a case about 4 years ago. Tim, if you wouldn't mind pulling up to for the nitty details, thank you. And it is about a mother who was found dead in her home. Her name was Dee Dee Blanchard. And her so-called wheelchair-ridden daughter disappeared. Her name was Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Nobody knew where she was.
So mom died.
Yep.
And the disabled daughter
disappeared.
The allegedly disabled
daughter. Allegedly. Thank you. That's the greatest word.
She posed for photos and she acted around town like she was disabled.
Basically,
did she do this because mom wanted her to do
mom
it?
Mom told word. Her not to. Like, her mom suffered
from... By the way, this is a true story.
This is a true story. This happened just 4 years ago in Springfield, Missouri.
Springfield,
you know?
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right? Just a couple hours down 44. And she disappeared. And it became a national story. Where is this girl? Where is Gypsy? What's happened to her?
What was supposed to be her disability?
Apparently she had epilepsy, she had leukemia, she had muscular dystrophy, she had mental retardation. She couldn't eat. She had to be fed through a feeding tube. She had chronic asthma, like so many things. Asthma.
That's all right. That's the British pronunciation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how do you guys call it?
Asthma.
Okay, she had like asthma.
Did he say asthma?
Yeah.
Like rock the asthma. Rock the asthma.
I didn't say asthma.
I'd say Missouri's getting kind of a beating from HBO. They had the atomic home front about, you know, over in North County.
Right now?
Yeah. And then,
sharp objects.
And Vice did a little story about Greitens before he was kicked out of it, before he resigned. HBO is like a Missouri like punching bag right now.
They're not like this.
That's in the crosshairs.
But yeah, you need to watch this because this mother had Munchausen by proxy, which basically means she made her daughter sick.
Ah, that was on an HBO series called Sharp Objects. That was...
My wife loves that.
One of the characters had this condition. Mm-hmm. One of the main characters on the show, essentially... And, you know, she made her daughter sick in order so she could keep caring for her over and over again.
Remember in the Sixth Sense that stepmom did that to that girl.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, yeah. Man.
Here's another word, Frank. You like necropsy in the 3 o'clock hour? Here's a word for you. Matricide.
Okay, hold on. Do you know what that is? I know. Matricide. Mm-hmm. Is it killing your mother?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ooh, how about me?
Well done.
Nice going.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. So, and I don't want to go into too much details, but I recommend everybody watch this. And when you have watched it, I like to talk about it. And I want you to, and I want to ask you who you think the real victim is there.
Let me ask this. Are you giving anything away? Because it was obviously had to be in the news. Did they find this girl?
They found the girl.
Okay.
They found her. Wow. She's now in prison. Like, she's... So this is
okay. She's in prison because even as the daughter, she was complicit in this. She went along with it.
Mm-hmm. Now let me ask this: how long has this been out on HBO?
This has been out maybe. Actually, you know, I don't know. I just came across it, and I
just last year.
Just last year it came out.
Munchausen. First of all, that's the wrong name for it because it's a bad, bad thing. But it sounds like something in The Wizard of Oz. The Munchkins meet the Munchausen.
Yeah,
it is.
I think it ends with proxy. It's like, wait a minute, can't you just say poison my daughter forever disease or something?
Munchausen
is
like
the this is a real.
She was munching with her daughter.
This is a real thing where you make your kids sick so they're dependent on you.
Yeah, can you give us the definition, please?
Well, that's sort of true. What I'm reading is that it's a mental disorder in which a person repeatedly and deliberately acts as if they have a physical or mental illness when they're really not sick.
Her mom had Munchausen by proxy.
Okay, you make somebody else
on the end.
It's probably the other part, the flip side of that coin is what you're looking
at. It's basically you're making somebody sick so you can constantly care for them, then you get that emotional gratification that you're needed.
I didn't know what this was until Sharp Objects, the series that concluded on Sunday. Right. That was a big part of the finale.
It's two different. There's Munchausen and there's Munchausen by proxy.
Yep.
Two complete different things.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mom had Munchausen by proxy.
Correct.
At least that's what
HBO,
they think.
Right. Who I think is still just the beating. I know Showtime has good stuff, but man, HBO has so much. I mean, if there's a challenger for Netflix, it's got to be HBO because they have documentaries, movies. They get the best movies.
I would put it the other way. I'd say if there's a challenger for HBO, Netflix because HBO was around first.
But now Netflix has done like so many things, and HBO, I think everybody else has to keep up with them now.
Also, Netflix is proposing an idea that has made a few million people angry. They're talking about adding commercials into their service. Oh. And if you don't want the commercials, you have to pay for
knew eventually they would do. Look, cable TV, when it first came out, the big deal was, hey, you pay $9 a month and you watch TV with no commercials. And initially, cable TV did not have one commercial. And this is my thought, you know what, let's just take the $9 a month and let's have commercials to make more money.
What about SiriusXM?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was the whole selling price to me. No commercials.
That's how they get you in.
Yeah.
And then once you like it and don't want to be without it, If you don't want the commercials, you have to pay another. Yeah. And look, it happens on your computer. Would you like to go to this site and see no ads? Or if you subscribe to a publication, well, you don't have to have any ads pop up if you pay us another $3 a month.
They're going to find a way to charge for anything. I know YouTube started it. They want to charge for YouTube Red, which is the unfiltered content, and then the no commercial content on YouTube.
Right.
It's everything's doing that.
All right. What else you got?
This past week, it's the end of summer. You know, the end of August means that the summer season is going to transition into the award season. You know, September is the transition month. October, November, December is where all the good stuff comes out. But there was a movie that came out last week called Papillon. And for people that are fans of Steve McQueen,
Papillon?
You know, it's a French name, so it's pronounced Papillon.
Oh. I always thought it was Papillon.
I did too, until my wife, who knows French, said, "Wait, what are you talking about?"
And she said, shave under her arm?
She said, "Yes, she does. Okay. She speaks French."
Well,
she's listening to the show.
A lot
too.
Of French women, they don't.
Does she know how to kiss?
Oh yeah. She's not French. She just knows. She knows French language.
Well, those French can kiss.
I married an Italian woman.
I thought you just said she was French.
She knows French. She can speak the language.
Does she like fries?
Yes. Okay, you know what, Tim? You're in timeout. Right. You're in timeout.
Tim.
You're in Kentucky.
I missed
too long.
Tim last week.
You're the one.
Okay. But if anybody knows, the 1973 film called Steve McQueen called Papillon with Dustin Hoffman and McQueen.
And they're still in a prison, right?
They're in a prison. McQueen's character is a safecracker who was wrongly accused of murder, and he was put in this terrible French colony prison where it's almost torturous. The prison guards are worse than the prisoners there. And Hoffman was the forger who they became friends because McQueen's character wanted to break out, but he needed money. He needed somebody to finance it, and so he exchanged protection of Hoffman's character for him to finance his breakouts, his multiple breakouts. But now it's been remade with Charlie Hunnam, who everybody's going to know from Sons of Anarchy. He's
right.
Kind of more of a TV star.
Dan, this is called Papillon. You're putting one too many I's in there.
No, Papillon.
I'm telling you.
He's head of research.
Is there an L in it?
It's Papillon.
It's Papillon.
Oh boy!
There's only one I in it. How could it be?
But it's a French name.
This is ugly.
In the movie, it's French for a butterfly.
Can somebody listening who speaks French or knows French call us?
Please call in.
Papillon or Papillon.
But in the meantime, the remake has, and people will know him from Mr. Robot. Rami Malek. Well, I mean, you know the guy from Mr. Yeah. Robot? Yeah, he plays Hoffman's character.
Oh.
And so you have these two opposite guys that form this friendship in prison. And, you know, you do remakes, even ones like this, 45 years later, and it's kind of a stretch. But I enjoyed this movie. It's in a limited release.
Do you need to see the first one?
No, it's basically a straight remake.
Yeah.
And Michael Noer, who's kind of an indie director, did this movie. And people may not know about it because Charlie Hunnam, as much as he is great on Sons of Anarchy, he was Jax. But he was also in a bomb of a movie last year called King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, which did terrible. It was a big budget movie. Guy Ritchie directed it. It was his first big starring, this is him as the star, and it failed. But I do think that he's a credible actor, and he's also got movie star looks. And so in this movie, I think him and Malek, it was, this guy's a convicted forger who needs protection.
Hold on, I'm getting the I want to speak sign from Limey. What is it, Limey?
All right, so the word that we're talking about is papillon, or papillon, right?
Yeah.
All right, and it's spelled Papillon.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
Dave is on the phone, and he can...
Well, I'm on howtopronounce.com, and under the French setting, because it's a French word, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. And nothing is happening.
That's how you pronounce it.
This is great.
So Dave is on the phone if you want
to. I just need my wife to call.
Way to go, Limey. This is really good.
This, man.
Here, I got it, Limey. Here, I'll play it. Ready?
You got it?
Papillon.
Nice.
Yeah, right.
Nice. Sure.
What, sounded like you?
Man, it sounded like Tim. Tim's got a third job.
While you look for this, let's get Dave. Put Dave up. Punch Dave up here. Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
AM and the PM.
Thank you. Solve this. Settle this.
Brother Frank, I hate to agree with Tim Woodburp, but it is Papillon. I mean, to me, that is the French pronunciation. Spelling the letter, saying the letters L like that is Papillon. English.
Ah.
So,
oh, hold on, hang on, Dave. Hold on, Dave. We have confirmation that what you're saying is right, and now live from online, here's Limey with the pronunciation.
Papillon.
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 I stand correct?
Papillon.
Papillon. That's how they're saying it.
Yeah. And
Papillon.
That's the way I've always heard it. Yeah.
It stands for...
He's going to have...
What?
Oh, sorry. He's going to have to tell his wife that she's wrong.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Good luck tonight,
buddy.
She
hits hard, too.
I'll tell her she's wrong for $5.
Dave, thank you.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay,
Dave.
See ya.
Did you hear what Dave said?
What?
He said, I hate to agree with Tim Woodburp.
He called you Woodburp?
Yeah, he still got his shot in there. Like, he agreed with me, but he still got his shot
in there.
Oh, yeah,
and guess what? He's gone now, and now we can have grilled him about that.
Well, I think we've decided
but Papillon.
It is Papillon. Now, you were pretty defiant there.
I was defiant. Usually my wife, she knows the French language really well.
Papillon.
Papillon.
Well, now, when you go home, is she listening?
She's listening, yeah. She's in the
car. What do you think will happen when you get home?
I think she'll be defiant.
No, she's defiant. She was wrong.
I know, but
And she made you look stupid.
I know.
What you ought to do is go home and go, let me tell you
let's
something.
Let's not go that far.
Well, she made you look
It's called being incorrect.
Give him some marital advice, Frank.
Let me tell you something,
Here's
Missy.
Here's what I would do, and I've been married a long time. I pull in, get out of the car. The minute I walk in the house, I'd go, let me tell you something, woman. You made me look like an idiot. Don't you ever give me a mispronunciation again. Like, get in that kitchen and make me something to eat. That's the way you got to handle it.
It was really cool to see Tim say a French word like that, Papillon. But it stands for...
He's not taking your advice,
Butterfly.
Frank.
The main character has a butterfly tattoo on his chest, and in the movie... They are in this terrible... I mean, if you think Shawshank Redemption prison guards are bad, these guys were terrible. There were 80,000 prisoners. This is a true story. The lead character, Henry, wrote a memoir when he got out of prison about his many escapes from prison. And it's a good adventure movie, but I found the quieter moments between the two characters because he was a convicted forger who hid money in his butt.
What?
And everybody, every prisoner in there
paper
wanted...
Paper or coin?
No, paper. Paper.
Well, that's a reasonable question.
Yeah.
Paper money?
He had his funds.
Shove a dollar up there to squeeze off four quarters.
Yeah.
It was more like hundreds.
Hold on here.
He put hundreds of dollars up his butt.
Because he was basically, that was the money that they couldn't get when he was convicted. So every prisoner...
A roll of quarters that just came out.
So every prisoner in there wanted to get to him, kill him, take his money out of his stomach, and this guy was his protector. And in exchange for that protection, he funded his escapes.
How long was the money up his butt?
Oh, years.
Years. How do you go to the bathroom and your money not coming?
Basically, when they did a transaction, he said, you have to go to the bathroom now. And they went over to the bathroom, and he basically pooped it out. And said, here you go. There's your payment. That is a scene in the movie. So that was their relationship. You had two opposite guys. One was a safecracker, one was a forger, and they kind of came together and became friends.
The job's not too bad, but the pay is SH.
That's right. Put on gloves before you handle it. But I mean,
want for those cigarettes?
But it's an enjoyable movie. I mean, if you're not, I mean, look, I don't think it's as if people love the McQueen version, the original. I mean, they're probably not going to like this version because I've heard it's very similar.
You know what would have been great if that guy had the talent and the ability to just poop out exactly the amount somebody wants. I need $5.86.
and he also made the sound when he did it. Cha-ching!
Oh, man. No, that sounds good.
It's a decent movie. It's a remake, and I think that people that like Charlie Hunnam, they like Rami Malek. These are two actors that are kind of TV stars. One of the guys is playing Freddie Mercury this winter in a movie, and it's going to be good. But, I mean, again, it's a low-budget prison break film that I think is enjoyable. Do I think it's worth, like, $12? And I think you'd have to be into that kind of movie.
All right, how many ARDs for Papillon?
I'd almost, you know, when I first wrote the review on Friday, I was really high on it. But you ever see a movie and about 72 hours later, 48 hours later, you're kind of a little bit lower on it? Ever happened to you when you watch a movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Initially, you just kind of go, yep. Yeah, it's really good. And the next day, when somebody will ask you to kind of like what it's like, and they'll ask you, almost have to defend it, you go, well, it was...
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love
so
it.
How many ARDs?
I think I was originally a 3, but I think it's more like a 2.5.
Oh, man.
This is crazy. Stuff.
Here they come.
All right, Dan.
2.5. There you go. Yeah. That's it. But you know, there's other movies coming out. Of course, the movie I did not watch, but I heard was probably the worst movie ever, was Happy Time Murders.
The
Muppet.
Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, yeah. And I tell you, my buddy Max Foyzy, he used to do this.
Never heard of him.
He used to do a little bit. Good dude. He went and watched it. He went to the screening. And I don't know any critic that went to the screening and actually had to give a review after it. But, I mean, it is, I have heard it is one of the worst movies of all time. But is it bad that I want to see it just so I can rip it for being terrible? Does that make me a bad film critic?
No.
Because I'll tell you what.
Sometimes when you hear a movie is so bad, you
want to go challenge it.
You want to see if it's that bad.
Or if it's good. Like what if you're the only person that liked it? But, and really, I'll tell you this about writing reviews is that the easiest ones to write are the movies you hate. The hardest ones to write for me are the ones that I really like it, because you can't put into words initially how much you like it.
Right.
But we were talking about, Limey, you were mentioning, I'm just going to do this, about Sylvester Stallone and this 80s flick where he made a promise to his dad. And the movie, which I recognized when you told me, but because it was a comedy, and Stallone didn't do a lot of comedies, especially in the 80s, was Oscar.
Yeah, that was the name of it.
That's a movie that I just think was a little underappreciated, because I don't think people understood how funny Stallone could be.
Well, that, and I think his other comedy that he did was Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Yes, which is kind of funny. If
hilarious
you
movie.
He still has not gotten over the fact that people don't appreciate him as a comedic actor. I spoke to him this morning.
You did?
Yeah.
This morning?
I spoke to him this morning by satellite, and I said, Sly, that's what I call him because we're close friends. I said, Sly, I get the impression that you're still a little ticked off that people don't appreciate your comedic acting ability. Here's what he said.
Well, yeah, it ticks me off a little bit, you know. Here, I got one for you. Why does a stork, stork stand on one foot?
I don't know.
Because if it didn't, it would fall over.
Well, Sly, you're funny.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
You're a funny
you know.
Guy. All right. Thanks.
That's good stuff, huh?
Yeah. Nice talk. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
That's Sylvester Stallone. That was just about 3 hours
man,
ago.
Man, I tell you what, that's reporting.
Yeah, sure is.
And news, there's a lot of news. Let's just say that for the Joaquin Phoenix Joker film, they're going to have Alec Baldwin play the Joker's dad. And I'm excited about this because I love Alec Baldwin.
I
He's
do
on a
too.
Great run. In this movie, the thing that makes it watchable that nobody has done in all these Joker renditions that you don't find out how he became the Joker, and I think they're doing that with this movie.
So Baldwin's in a Batman movie.
Yeah, I know, he's actually going to be Batman's father in the Joker movie.
What's interesting about him, I really do believe that if I knew him personally, I would be able to stand him.
Yep.
Like Alec Baldwin, you just hate his guts.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see that he's in something, it's probably going to be pretty good.
Well, the Bond, not the Bond movie.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah, Mission Impossible.
Yeah, he has a fight scene with Superman in that movie. He fights Henry Cavill in that movie.
Oh.
And he's actually really good at it. He has a bigger role. He plays like Ethan Hunt's superior, who has to kind of, you know, make excuses for him, because he always does. He always goes rogue. He's like, I'm sorry, Ethan Hunt did this. But in this movie, he gets a bigger role. But in this one, he's going to play Batman's dad, which I'm still waiting for Todd Phillips, who is a comedy director, to his take on this movie. It's probably one of the most anticipated movies of next year.
There's a voice. When you talk about that, there aren't a lot of impersonators, impressionists anymore. Right now, I don't think anybody could begin to do Alec Baldwin's voice. Think about it.
I couldn't.
It's just nondescript. I can't hear it right now.
This Daniel Baldwin sounds like Alec Baldwin really drunk.
I can hear Jack Nicholson. I can hear Sly Stallone. I can't hear Alec Baldwin in my head.
What did you say?
No,
did
Sly.
You call me?
No, turn
Dude,
Sly's mic off.
That's Sly. That's Sly trying to play Alec Baldwin.
But you know what I'm saying?
It's not. I mean, I've never. And the thing is, out of all the impersonations, and there is one guy. There's a video where this guy does. He does Brad Pitt. He does Michael Caine.
Now, there's another voice, Brad Pitt. I don't hear it in my head.
I don't
right
know
now,
the guy's name. You can look up Esquire Brad Pitt impersonation, but he did a great Brad
but
Pitt.
But is it a visual impersonation or is it the sound?
You see
of
him,
Brad
the
Pitt.
Visual and vocal. Wow. He's standing there and he's doing it, and he even has the look. And it's, I can't do it. It's
right now just, in my head, I can hear Christopher walking. Okay? Yeah. That and you do a good one. Go ahead. Give him a little walking. Go ahead.
Walking. Hey, Mr. Beck. My name is Christopher Walken. I'm here to be the bad guy.
But nobody.
I've never seen Baldwin do it. No, because, no. And I think somebody eventually is going to try and it's going to be terrible, but yep. It tells you there's nothing out there. Look up like Alec Baldwin impersonations, and I don't think you'll find anything.
It's not going to pop up.
But there is news about the Roseanne spinoff, the Conners,
ooh, yes.
And John Goodman has confirmed that she will be killed off before the series starts.
Now, here's what I think.
Yep.
I think that when they went to them and said, let's bring this back anyway without her, I would imagine John Goodman said, you know what, out of respect for her, I don't want to do it if she's not going to do it. And I think she gave him her blessing.
Yeah.
I'll bet you she said, do it.
When
do
he
it
was
without
first
me.
Asked about it, about what do you think about Roseanne and her comments and the show being, he kind of defended her, but then he was almost going to go into it, and then he backed up a little bit. Right. And
do
now,
you think that she deserved?
No.
I don't either.
I mean, I think, and this falls into the James Gunn Guardians of the Galaxy firing, where James Gunn, he tweeted many years ago, Roseanne Barr, I mean, look, what people are on screen and what they say on Twitter, I mean, unless they say something completely obscene and they don't back up from it, like there's people out there, there's a baseball player who had homophobic comments, Daniel Murphy, and the Cubs just signed him, and he has those things, but he's never backed up from that, so that's a little hard to market that. But Roseanne Barr immediately said, like, look, this is what I meant, I'm not a racist, I'm not this or that. And I don't think she should have lost a show, and viewers should have lost a show.
Because
like
I watched
that.
Her apology, and I think she was sincerely apologetic. I think she was sincere in it.
I think she was drunk, and she was just tweeting and just kind of going off. They should almost have somebody, just a publicist or assistant, just take their phone. Like, you're drinking, give me your phone. You're done. Just take it away.
But, man, what an immediate and harsh punishment for her.
But there's going to be a revival with the Conners. So
how do you think that's going to work without her?
I think it will. I think if Goodman's attached, Laurie Metcalf, they'll make it work. I mean, it won't be as popular as Roseanne Barr if she was there, because she is the show, obviously. It was her name and she was the main character. But I think that Goodman's got a big enough profile, and Laurie Metcalf, she was in a movie last year called Lady Bird. I think she'll have it. I mean, I don't think it'll run as long as it would have if Roseanne wouldn't
do it. Do you ever watch the Tim Allen show that's on now on CMT?
No.
It moved to CMT. What's it called?
Last Man Standing.
Yes, Last Man Standing. Mm-hmm. You never watch it? I really like it.
Tim Allen's hilarious.
Yeah.
There is a movie that maybe people have seen, For Richer or Poorer.
Oh, my goodness.
It's probably one of the
Kirstie
most
Alley.
Funny movies.
Folks, if you've got nothing to do, and you go, well, I just cannot say. For Richer or Poorer, with Tim Allen and Kirstie Alley, is one of the funniest
movies.
They play
a couple of New Yorkers that go live on an Amish farm.
They hide out.
And the best thing is where, you know, he's talking to the horse. He's like, come on, Big John. You know, those other horses in the stable are like, oh, Big John, he's such a stud. And it's just hilarious. And when they go to sleep, and he's like, and he goes, and he falls asleep in the chair, and he goes, the guy kicks the door open and goes, morning! And Tim Allen goes, oh, honey, look, it's 4 a.m. We must have overslept.
Yeah, because those Amish people get up early.
It's hilarious.
Folks, trust me, it's a lot funnier than what you just heard today.
Tim Allen is very funny.
Don't avoid it because of what he just did.
Very funny. But, Frank, you'll like this news. Woody Allen's going to take a break from filmmaking for a while.
Oh, thank goodness.
Which is, you know, I mean, he hasn't made a good film in a while.
How old is Woody Allen?
He's 175.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think I've ever seen one. I take that back. The one where it's the French, go back in time.
Owen Wilson, Midnight in Paris.
Yes.
The only movie I've watched.
Boy, was it boring.
Yeah, it was good, but it was so slow.
Boring.
He's like a guy that it's been making movies just to make movies for the last 10 years.
Was this his Everything You Wanted to Know About Sex? Was that his movie?
I think it was.
He's 82 years old. He's been married 3 times. He's worth $80 million.
Is he still married to his adopted daughter? Yeah, that, I think that that was weird.
Does he still have his Sunyi Previn?
Yeah.
Yeah. They married in 97.
And she was 13 or something.
His last movie, of course, was last year's Wonder Wheel, which wasted a great cast with Kate Winslet and James Belushi.
You know who two of the oddest looking directors, and I know they're probably brilliant geniuses, but you put these two together, Quentin Tarantino and Woody Allen.
Yeah,
there's some weird looking guys.
Well, one guy is just a genius. He's got a movie coming out called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Tarantino.
It's got Leonardo DiCaprio and Brad Pitt as the main leads.
Yeah,
they both kind of look like aliens.
Quentin Tarantino, he's actually gotten weirder looking with age.
Yeah.
Like in the first in his first movie, Reservoir Dogs, he was actually kind of normal looking, but now he's gotten taller, he's gained some weight.
Anybody here want to take an attempt, make an attempt to do Woody Allen? Because I can hear him in that.
I don't have any idea.
It's kind of like
that neurotic. John Travolta.
It's kind of like an older Charlie Day.
Almost like Rain Man a little bit.
You know, Charlie Day, it's not always sunny in Philadelphia. A little small, squirrely guy, Charlie Day. Woody Allen is like, he's like a younger version of Woody Allen. Neurotic sounding, but I can't do it, though. But there is a movie, if people want a series to watch, and I can't wait for this, it's coming out August 31st. It is Jack Ryan.
That's 2 days from now.
Don Krasinski. It is an origin tale on Amazon Prime. You know, we've had three Jack Ryans in Alec Baldwin in The Hunt for October, Harrison Ford, and also Ben Affleck. We've never learned how he became a CIA agent and a bureau chief.
Here's where I have to fall out of the conversation because I don't know anything about Jack Ryan.
We know. This is the perfect one to watch. This is an origin tale. You don't have to know anything. This is an origin tale.
Oh, origin.
How he went from being an analyst to being an agent. So you have not seen one Jack Ryan movie, you can watch John Krasinski and Jack Ryan on August 31st.
Okay.
But that's it. That's all I got.
That's it. All right. You know how to wrap it up, and then we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Do you have Uber?
I have an Uber story.
All right. Wrap it up. You know what to do.
I'm Dan Buffa, and I've had enough of.
All right. We've had enough of also. Dan Buffa brought to you by Window World, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. Lyman, can I do a little bit of business here?
And absolutely.
We'll do a little traffic and break. We come back, we'll have an Uber story from our Uber driver who has done over 1,600 Uber runs. Story on the way. If you have $25,000 or more and you have it, I don't care where you have it, you can have it, dug a hole in the yard and put it in there and buried it. Or you can have it under a mattress. You can have it in stocks. You can have it in a nice, safe account at wherever. What about this? What if you would let Mark Reardon and Jason Becker take a look at what you're doing with that money? They're not going to take it. They're not going to take it over. They just want to give you some advice. And you will get a chance to hear from them what they would do if it were their money, if they were making the decision what to do with it. Now, you could also already have a financial advisor. That's okay. It's kind of nice sometimes to compare, see what Mark and Jason have to say about what you're doing with your money versus what the person who's already your financial advisor, and compare the two. Now, here's what surprises a lot of people. If you're doing some things right with your money, they'll tell you that. They'll just say, I wouldn't change this. But if they have a better idea and you agree it's a better idea, then I think we'd all agree this was a good idea to have this meeting, this complimentary meeting that won't cost you anything. And I'm telling you, if you're afraid there'll be some sort of pressure or obligation, then you're wrong. There won't be. It's a complimentary meeting. It's absolutely free. And all it is two guys with a great reputation who've been doing this for a while telling you what they think about what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. That's it. You can listen to them. You can not listen to them. You can meet with them again or not. That's up to you. If you want to know more, you know their website, but I'm going to give it to you again. They're with Stifel, and Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. MarkandJason.com.
Let's get a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Q100. traffic is brought to you by Staples. You've got an accident, Highway 30 at Maurer Industrial. They cleared the accident southbound 270 at Manchester. Certainly going to see residual delays. A crash eastbound 64 before 270 looks like it's wrapped up. You're slow downtown eastbound 64 at Jefferson. And the southbound 55 ramp to US 61 remains closed. Stop by Staples today for your small business and take advantage of the back-to-school deals. Like a 12-pack of Staples ballpoint pens for 97 cents and 1-inch three-ring binders, just $1.92. In-store only offer ends 9/1 while supplies last. Staples, the back-to-school specialty store. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
You walk through the door and are greeted with the friendly smell of barbecue smacking you right in the face. A pleasant host seats you at a table made of wood, in a chair made of wood, on a floor made of wood. We perfectly carve a chunk of meat from a bigger chunk of meat. Pavlovian pre-sweat dots your brow and the world melts away as you drift into a meat coma. Wait, was that just Pauly Shore? Welcome to Salt and Smoke.
Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Can't make every home Mizzou football game this season? No problem. Mizzou Athletics has you covered with the three-game mini plan option. Pick any three home football games besides Georgia at a discounted price. Show me a great deal. Mini plans start at just $135 for three games. Choose from great games like homecoming versus Memphis or SEC matchups against Kentucky, Vanderbilt, and Arkansas. Order your three-game mini plans today by calling 1-800-CAT-PAWS or visiting MUTigers.com. We'll see you at the zoo.
For the best fantasy draft experience there is, purchase a fantasy season ticket from The Post. Ticket includes 3-hour draft room reservation, digital draft system with app and draft board, in-round draft specials, commission championship kits, and a 2-hour in-season pizza and pitcher party for the league. Select extras include an MVP draft package, and you can even add a draft hostess. All that's left for you to do is pick a date and a Post Sports Bar and Grill location. For more information, go to thepostsportsbar.com/fantasy. Stay posted, my fantasy friends.
I'm Cliff LaPlante, owner of Smash It. Remember STLSmash.com. Smash It is a mobile waste compaction truck that arrives on site and crushes waste in 20, 30, or 40 yard open top dumpsters. My customers save up to 60% on their hauling costs by replacing costly hauls with Smashes. Plus, they get up to 40% capacity back in their container. Stop paying for air to be hauled away with Smash It. The first 5 new customers on a 6-month contract get tickets in my suite for the Cards game on September 22nd. Check us out and watch our video at STLSmash.com.
What does USDA prime beef really mean? You usually won't find USDA prime meat at your supermarket because its limited supply is gobbled up by the finest upscale restaurants. Of all the beef produced in the U.S., less than 2% is certified USDA prime. But at Surf and Sirloin, located eastbound Manchester just west of 270, that's what's for dinner. The USDA prime New York strip ribeye and porterhouse. And Surf and Sirloin is also now hiring servers, hostess, and bartender positions. Call 822-3637 or check them out online, surfandsirloin.com.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside than a beautiful dining room with a service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Why can't you be like my Uber driver?
Well, not like just any Uber driver. Why can't you be like my Uber driver, Dan Buffett? Because he is an Uber driver, over 1,600 Uber runs now, and here he is to tell us another story. Now, this would be something that happened when?
This happens. Usually the ones I tell happen over the weekend. I mean, they're fresh. I mean, I haven't had to go to my reserve of pre-Uber driver story segment, but I have plenty of those. So if I ever don't have one and I need one, I'll just pull from the, 13-month reserve I have, and I'm over 1,700 rides. It was a busy week.
Over 1,700.
It was a busy week because Busch Stadium with the Cardinals
last
out of
week
town.
It was did you do, last week it was over 1,600. Did you do like 100 rides in a week?
Well, I think it was more like trending towards 1,640 or 1,650 when I actually looked at it that night. I had more than I thought.
Okay.
But a couple concerts in town over the weekend, Def Leppard and Journey came in on Friday, and then Luke Bryan and Sam Hunt came in on Saturday, so there's a lot of action downtown.
Did you call him Luke Bryant?
Luke Bryan.
Okay.
Luke Bryan, two country. And that one was more popular than the one on Friday. That one was sold out. I mean, they packed Busch Stadium for that one.
Those country people. They love
it. But on Friday, and this is a story that where I am the central subject of the story, and it's I put this out on social media. It's just kind of an uncomfortable and kind of embarrassing story. Is that I had been driving for about an hour and a half on Friday night, and the show got out. You know, Journey finished up their set around 10:45, and the problem with Busch Stadium pickups is that they close off every street going to Busch Stadium. You have to pick them up on like Market. You can't go even a block towards the stadium. So I'm waiting over on Market to pick up my ride, and I have to use the restroom.
Oh,
and this is bad because usually I would just try to go swipe, go offline, go find a bathroom, but I'm like, no, because it's a surge, which means you might get two or three times the fare. So if they're going from, like, you know, downtown to Chesterfield, I can make like $60 on one ride. And I had to pee bad. I get a ride right as I'm going. Oh, I get my finger so close.
You don't keep Depends in your car?
No.
You know, just for occasions like
No, that? I haven't done that yet. Okay. Usually this never happens. I mean, again, 13 months, 1,700 plus rides. But I get a ride, and it's four. I mean, fans. They're. But you know, the problem was is that I get in, and I'm thinking, okay, 5 minutes away. Please be 5 minutes away. I swipe the ride open. You don't know where they're going until they get in the car, until you start the trip. You just know that, you know, their rating and their name. That's all you know.
Okay.
So I'm hoping, okay, maybe they'll want to go like the, you know, the casino across town.
Right.
They want to go to O'Fallon, Illinois.
O'Fallon, Illinois.
That's a lot of time to hold your pee.
Let me tell you guys.
Oh man.
There was a moment during this ride where I was going to say, ladies and gentlemen in the car, I'm going to have to get outside this car and relieve myself.
Were they four women or two couples?
It was two older women, two older men.
Oh. Okay.
And the thing was is that I've been able to do this before, hold it for like 10, even 10 minutes, if the people are talkative, if they're kind of like joking and we're
talking. Take your mind off.
Yeah, but they weren't talking at all.
Okay, but here's the deal. They were older men. They would have understood.
I know.
They'd be like every 30 minutes.
But, I mean, I'm just going, you know, do I really want to do this? I can make it. And, of course, the interchange from 64 to 55 is terrible. It's just it's rough road. That one day they're going to pave over that. But
this end with you wetting your pants?
It's oh, no.
Okay.
Well, gosh darn it.
which one did you pee on?
I may, to be determined. But, okay, so I got 20 minutes. And usually when you get over to like 64 East, you're good. You got, but it's just straight highway. And they're staying right off the highway, like 15 miles down. You're able to go about 65, 70 miles an hour. So you can get down there. But I swear, usually those rides go so fast. This was the slow. It was like my mind was working against me. It's like, no, I'm not going to make this ride go. The people aren't going to talk to you. I kept opening. So I was like, hey, so who was better, Def Leppard or Journey?
Anybody else need to pee?
So is Journey's on her third singer?
You
how about that guy?
What the best thing that could have happened was you said they're older men. Is if one of them had said, hey, if you don't mind, you pull over.
And Frank, I'll be honest.
You go, okay, well, I might as well, too.
20% of the time, people want to stop at a gas station. They want to stop at a fast food place.
Not this time.
And they're not talking. And I am literally doing the Mamba with my legs in the car. I'm shaking them back and forth. I'm trying to, like, you ever get, like, that sensation?
Was one of them in the front seat with you?
Yeah, but he's just so quiet. If he wanted to talk to me, I would have stopped thinking about the fact that I was going to drain him with pee. And just the
you
fact...
You were going to drain him.
I mean, just because he...
No, you said you were going to drain
him. I think the word he was looking for was
drown.
Drench.
But
drench.
Drench, subconsciously, drown. He just said he was going to drain another man.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about draining something on me, thankfully.
Okay.
Went on the Uber ride.
That's right.
This guy, the driver's trying to drain me.
People... People ask me about scary Uber rides. I've never been threatened in the car, but I was threatened by my own body that night.
Yeah.
I was like, just let me get to this hotel. And I tell you, there was a point, and you know, you get that chill in your body where it's like sounding an alarm going, you're going to pee your pants in about 5 seconds.
Right.
But I was able to hold it. I dropped them off at the hotel, and I swear, I didn't even look at the road signs getting to this gas station. I think I drove over two animals.
Why didn't you run into the hotel?
Well, I mean, my mind wasn't thinking straight.
Right at the front door of a hotel.
Well, I could have just tossed my keys to somebody. I had to pee, be right back, hold my car.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was one of the scariest Uber rides. Again, 1,700-plus rides. No really horror stories as far as getting a gun pulled on.
Horror stories.
I go right.
Like picking up
hey,
a whore.
Baby.
Like you picked up a whore?
Like scary movies.
Oh, books. Horror. that's different.
Oh. Well, yeah, that. Yeah. But no scary stories. Scary story I've had in over 13 months.
Have you ever
myself.
Picked up a prostitute that you know of?
No.
That you
right.
know? That you know.
you know
that
of.
You know of.
No. Well, I know of? No.
Yeah.
There's a website called thechive.com, and Uber riders load up their crazy stories
where
it's like kind of like an Uber forum. I just happened to glance at the very first story. It takes 10 seconds. One time someone put a blow-up doll with two 40-ounce beer cans duct-taped to the doll's hands in my passenger seat and said the Uber was for her, closed the door, and demanded that I drive the doll to the destination of a guy that he didn't like.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. But does the driver then have to carry the blow-up doll to the guy's house?
Delivery for Buffa.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, and we don't have a... Do we have a close for the...
Thankfully, I'd be the driver.
For the Uber segment? Do we have an official close for that?
I don't think
just
we
play
have
the
it.
Music again.
Just
that'll
play
be,
the music
That'll
again.
Be the close.
Yeah, that's it.
I can't. I got rid
you
of it.
You can't.
Why can't you? Because I got rid of it.
Be careful. I told you be careful with
it.
That word, can't.
I know.
Because it sounds a lot
I
like...
I cannot.
Something else. So, well, we'll just wrap it up like this. Courtesy of Window World, the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues, you have just been entertained with an Uber story by Dan Buffa.
So yeah.
Give it all that
credit. And more next week.
Well, we hope so. We look forward to that. Look at this. I can't believe what time it is already. It's already time for the Playhouse and another joke we have not told since